Welcome to the Business Champion Show. Join us as we spotlight the heartbeat of our communities, the local businesses that shape our lives. From cozy bakeries to bustling bars, these enterprises become integral to our daily experience. Whether you're an entrepreneur or love supporting local greatness, tune in for deep insight. Let's celebrate and empower our community on every level. Sponsored by thebusinesschampion.com, your digital advocate for business success. Here's your host, Marietta Kammerer.
A word from KMREducation.org. Elevate your skills with KMR Education's boutique apprenticeships. No mass workshops here, just personalized hands-on assignments that get to the core of communication and self-selling. Ready to thrive in your career? Contact us at KMREducation.org. Tired of one-size-fits-all workshops? KMR Education offers apprenticeships diving deep into communication and self-selling. Learn hands-on where it matters most. Contact us to start your tailored journey at kmareducation.org.
Was my close friend, but then you came and he soon departed.
Hello, welcome, and a great morning to you. I'm your host, Marietta Kammerer. And I have a very important mission, which is a call to action. Elevate your skills. Learn and work in a hands-on environment. Invest time and money in yourself to have a big and brighter future. Do it and do it now. Elevate your skills and volunteer apprenticeships is our topic. There is no time or room for procrastinators. I feel very strongly about that. Being on top of things and being proactive is a must. You can read books, attend group workshops, seminars, all you want. All you want till the cows come home. You usually get a general overview and maybe dipping your toes into topic a little bit, and then poof, it goes away. The motivation is gone. You lost interest? Whatever. With us, you will immerse yourself immediately into real work assignments designed for you specifically, what you need to expand on. That is the difference, the personal design, not across the board what everybody needs to learn. Absolutely not. You learn nothing. So, and here's what you need to know. In today's job market, employers increasingly prioritize skills over traditional qualifications. Mastering essential basics like communication and self-selling is crucial. As these skills showcase your practical value and will set you apart in a skill-focused hiring landscape. So that's what it's all about. And the time is now. The time is now out there. Not here. I always had the time 26 years ago, but the time is now. That's how employers are starting to hire. So good morning, Mr. Rich. How are you?
Very good, Marietta. We're here bright and early on we're here early on a Saturday morning.
Right. So it's good to see you. Good to have you with us. So let's get started. Let's get right to it.
At KMR Education, we skip the masses and focus on you. Our apprenticeships bring real-world assignments to enhance communication and self-selling. Like a singing coach for your career, get in touch, kmareducation.org. Join KMR Education for a personalized approach to apprenticeships. No generic workshops, just boutique assignments that address your communication and self-selling needs. Dive into a tailored learning experience at kmareducation.org.
Right. Uh, Elevate your skills in volunteer apprenticeships is our topic for today. Thank you for tuning in to WICC 600 and 107.3 FM. Yes, and I am your host, Marietta Cameron. I feel very strongly about that. Let's just get to it. Why should we invest in ourselves? And I say to you, well, why the heck not? For knowledge, developing and expanding skills and talents, personal development, you wouldn't want to invest money in yourself? I say yes, because this is exactly what I did over decades. And I did the right thing. I did the right thing. But I also developed in an area where I had the opportunity to develop every single day. And this is what we're going, this is what I'm offering. And this I thought about in 1996. Yeah. And I worked in the finance industry, insurance, investment, and mortgages for 18 years. I had a terrific idea, career, sorry about that. And through a sickness, through a stroke, I had to change careers. I was forced to change careers, but life did that for me. And I did something with it, with my own skills and talents that I developed. Yeah, I made something of it. And that's what Kmart education is all about. But the timing wasn't right in 2004 when I put it in place. The timing was just not right. So you know what? It's 20 years later. It's 2024. Here we go. So we should invest in ourselves, yeah? Instead of motorbikes and fancy cars and everything. You are the most important asset. You are the most, invest in yourself first. Yeah, and especially now the employees, they have to master communication now, selling, self-selling, in order to stand out. It used to be, oh, just we don't have, you know, we have a resume and, you know, in certain categories, we don't really have to shine that much. No, everybody has to be shining in communication, self-selling to stand out and to be heard. And to seize opportunities in a competitive professional landscape. So before, employees were often evaluated solely based on their technical skills and qualifications. However, in today's competitive landscape, mastering communication and self-selling is crucial. And this is what I mastered, folks. You know, and I'm proud of it. So I'm going to get into various industries, such as customer service. Why do they need it? Effective communication is at the core of customer service. Clear communication builds rapport, resolves issues, ensures customer satisfaction, leading to customer loyalty and repeat business. Yes, and I like to add to this. Please, please, please be in total command of the English language. So the English language is not my first language. So I had to learn all of this. And to top it, in 1990 through 2000, I went back to Europe, to Germany, after 24 years not speaking German. So in my archive really wasn't up to date in the language. And I started a business from scratch. And you know, when you are not fluent, and you know, you think you're using a certain word, but it means something different. This was what happened to me. And people right away correct you. What is it that you want from me? You don't even speak proper German. I was crushed. And the next day I called this woman up right away and I said, I'm sorry, Mrs. Ecke. I lived in New York for a long time, for 24 years, and I just returned to Germany. So that explained it. If I hadn't faced up to it. So, you know, I would have not been able to sustain in the sales arena. We must have people that speak, have total command of the English language. We all speak with an accent. So what? But we must have this command of the English language. So command of analytical skills, understanding the spoken word. We got to be very fast in customer service. Flexibility of switching in seconds to new situations and solving problems. Most of the time, they tell you 20 times how sorry they are. That starts to really tick me off after the third time, actually after the second time, because I know where we're going with this, what mindset I have in front of me. You know, they're not going to solve my problems. I said, may I speak with the manager? So they put you on hold, and you know the rest of the story, right? So very, very important, be able to communicate in customer service and command of the English language. So in managers, why do they need it? Well, communicate expectations, provide guidance, and inspire their team. Well, we know that, people say. Oh, yeah, you do? Learn to speak without hesitation in a professional way. Feel confident. They can pick up if you mask. Employees, you people that work with you day in, day out, they can feel if you're confident or not confident. Yeah, so you don't even need to mask it. You need to learn it, you know? So we go for a quick break and don't touch that dial.
Why settle for the ordinary when you can excel with KMR Education's apprenticeships? We cut through the noise, focusing on communication and self-selling through hands-on assignments. Ready for a unique learning journey? Contact us at kmreducation.org. Unleash your potential with KMR Education's apprenticeships. Dive deep into communication and self-selling in an environment tailored just for you. Connect with us at kmreducation.org to kickstart your personalized learning journey.
Showed his face again. That's why you're loved.
You're tuned into the Business Champion Show. I'm your host, Marietta Kammer, and we're just discussing the importance of mastering self-selling and communication. So I just want to finish up with the managers. Your employees know if you're a leader or not. And, you know, if you're not, if you can't even communicate what it is and feel comfortable with it and telling people in a good way and motivate them and inspire them. Yeah, that's what people want. I wouldn't want to work for you if I see you don't have the confidence that you need for the job. So anyway, let's move on to bookkeeper. And I said to myself, well, very crucial is to follow up, to have follow-up skills. Communication, yes, but follow-up skills, so, so important. And I pick that up all the time with people. In the bookkeeping world, yeah, can't stand it. You deal with so many people and you say, oh, I'll get back to you. And, it's very detailed and they deal with so many clients. You have to have superior follow-up skills. And I do have them. So, but it's a mindset and we want you to develop into that. So health industry. Communication is critical for healthcare professionals to convey information to patients. And you know what I noticed with some of the health industry? The staff, the team, they're not fluent in details, understanding the spoken word, being able to convey the spoken word from patient to the doctor or team and within the team. I just had this happening. And the follow-up skills, forget it. Good thing I knew what to do with that medication. Yeah. So, and I watched the chain, how they all communicate or not communicate with the patient or then among themselves. And I see the deficits. I see it. So, Rich, I'd like to bring you in. What's your experience?
Well, you mentioned with the healthcare industry, yes, that a lot of doctors nowadays can't afford to have their own individual practices, so they tie themselves to hospitals, and the hospitals require that they see a certain number of patients per day. So I know my mother ran into that down in Virginia with 15 minutes, and she told the doctor when he was finished with his 15 minutes, you sit down, young man, I'm not finished talking to you, because she needed more information. And when it's almost like an assembly line trying to get in and out. And the doctor I'm seeing now does not deal with that. So I get to spend 45 minutes with them and they go over everything you need to know. But same idea when you're dealing with customer service on the phone, calling a company and you want information and you're having a problem with your cable or your telephone or whatever it might be that, yeah, you mentioned about how they, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry.
20 times to tell you, 20 times that by the second time I'm already irritated.
Yeah.
It doesn't take long for me to get irritated.
And yeah? I just dealt with a major company and he didn't really say he was sorry. He tried to blame the problem on another company, on the post office.
Yeah, yeah,
and I kept shutting him down. And finally I said, I don't know where you're getting information, but I said, that's not the problem. And so you've got to straighten them out, and you can't, you've got to hold the line, more or less. Otherwise,
right.
they're going to get their way, and you're not going to get anywhere.
I don't take anything from anywhere. I just, the minute I hear their voice and what they say, the words, the choice of words, I already know. So that takes goes very seconds. Okay, let me move on. And I can't really list them all, even though I'm prepared for in the technology world. It's definitely in marketing. Oh, my God. How can you sustain in the marketing field? Just don't be in that profession unless you're willing to educate yourself and go the distance. Yeah, and I came a long ways too. I didn't start off like that when I, you know, first in my early 20s. You know, it has to be learned, but you have to have the desire. As a bookkeeper at that time, I didn't really talk to that many people. And since English is not my first language, I was petrified of the phone. So I do get it. If English is not your first language, that we always worry, oh, can I react quick enough? And that was my fear. I was in accounts receivable, and people would call up and I had to answer a question about their account. And that was my biggest worry. Can I respond quick enough? So I totally get when you're speaking another language. So I went through it. So I understand it. But do something about it. You know, I can help you with that. That's why we're here. Not because we love to be on air on Saturday. I want to see some results. I want to send some value, you know, out there for you to make your life easier, better, and happier. So human resources, I really feel that self-selling, having all the different skills, handling employee relations, mediate conflicts, and really have superior communication skills. But also, I want to say above average people skills. So that is a must. You have to understand who's sitting in front of you. You have to be able to see who's sitting in front of you. If you're not developed, you wouldn't even see it. Yeah. So how good could you be as a human resource person? You have to be developed. And let's go for a break. I can't think of the word.
KMR Education breaks away from the ordinary. Our boutique apprenticeships bring hands-on assignments to the forefront, perfect for enhancing communication and self-selling. Ready to stand out in your career? Visit kmareducation.org. KMR Education's approach is simple. No mass workshops, just boutique apprenticeships focused on communication and self-selling. Elevate your skills in a personalized environment. Connect with us at kmareducation.org.
The Business Champion Radio Show on a dreary Saturday morning, but we're happy, we're all shiny. Elevate your skills in volunteer apprenticeships. So what do you gain with practical skill development? With a focus on practical skill development through individualized, closely monitored programs that assess and address your unique strengths and weaknesses and place you on real job assignments immediately, you gain the following: a tailored learning experience. So, I want to know how you think, what you believe, if you have the mental power needed to execute, the mental speed. We talked about various companies, various industries where there is a fast pace environment. It's a very fast-paced environment, Rich. So it requires a certain mindset, and it should not be underestimated because you'll be on your way out. Yeah. So that all can be learned. It can be learned through real task assignments. I have many, many resources that I can put you on immediately, and I measure results. Yeah, I know where the weak spots are, and I know where we want to go. so, and I have great resources here. I worked for this for years, not only the two magazines, but the radio program. So that is absolutely fantastic. So I had to build them first, I guess, now the time is right, because people are paying attention. You have to pay attention to that. So, and I also identify your strength, obviously, and capitalize on your existing strength. A lot of people say, well, you know, my skills and talents, and they really kind of poo-poo it because they haven't been able to make money with it. I'll show you how to make money with it. That's my job. Because I see, I have the vision, I have the experience, I have the knowledge, and I have the desire that you get ahead in life. That's what it's all about. You know, there is a purpose for me to be on WICC for 14 years, even though we didn't start with the business champion. We started with Life Talk with Marietta about personal growth, which was very, very important. And, you know, adversity, conquering adversity in life. So it was a good mix program, you know, for 14 years. I've been on air for 17 years, you know. So, but we need to address weak points. That's very, very important. And we can't know it all. So time management is a big, big problem. Being flexible. You got to be able to adjust to the flow of customers on the phone. A lot of people, Rich, I like to bring in, a lot of people just, they can't handle that. You know, think about, you have the remote control for your television or your VCR, and you got to be able to flip, you know, push the button. Oh, so you see a talk show, sports show, whatever, all the different programs we have on there. That's how your mind has to be. Of course, that has to be learned.
And I'm sure I'm not the only one that does exactly that with the remote.
Yeah, you do.
Channel 2,
I know.
3, 4,
yeah.
5, 6.
Yeah.
And sometimes you do it during the commercial break. In the old days, it used to be that was your bathroom break or going into the kitchen and getting a snack. Now yeah. People change the channels to see what else is there. But yeah, the communication is very key because all my 25 years with Xerox, that was part of what I had to do. I had to communicate with my own fellow employees with getting service calls until they gave us pagers and that, so we would find out what the service calls were. But you had to be able to communicate with the customer, find out what the problems are that they're having, and so that they can understand it. And you had to be able to be flexible with working your service calls around that. Sometimes somebody had a need that was immediate, and you had to push other people back a little bit, but you had to build those relationships with the other customers so that yes. They could understand that, oh, no, that's fine. If you need to go do this other service call first, go ahead and do that. We can wait. Our machine is working enough. It's just one little part that has a problem, and we can work around that because you're very good about getting in here.
Right.
But you have to build that relationship with the customers.
Right, right. So I like to tell you a story. We have an intern. His name is Luca. You'll meet him on air, too. I just don't want to put him on air right away. Anyway, we were talking the other day, and I said, what other jobs did you hold? And have you held? And he said, oh, I worked in a restaurant, but that didn't work out. So I told him my story when I first got out of school. I worked in a restaurant, a little Italian restaurant, where people would just come in for tea and Coca-Cola, you know, because we couldn't afford the drinks. So Coca-Cola, we would sip on it for 4 hours. We all know the story. So, but I worked there one day, just one day, and waited on customers. And since I had no life experience, my self-esteem was not there. Going up to table, how can I help you? What would you like? Created such anxiety that at the end of the night, I couldn't take it anymore. That was my experience waiting on table. And you know what? It was, if I had a much better self-esteem at that time, I was only 16, for crying out loud, 15 or 16, it wouldn't have bothered me. Today, not that I love working on tables, but I don't mind helping you out for a good cause and everything. But today, I go right up to people and say, hey, how is it? How is everything? And I get them involved because I have a good, healthy self-esteem. And I can tell stories. Rich, you know what I'm talking about with stories when you first meet people, you know? And but that's the difference. So I understand all the pains. But give me a person that has not a healthy self-esteem. As long as you show me willingness, I'll work with you. and consistency. I need the willingness and the consistency. I can work with you and you will see the results. But you have to give yourself the benefit of the doubt, because that self-esteem only comes from accomplishments. That good self, a good self-esteem, it's like building a bank account, a savings account, from various projects that you thought you couldn't do, but you did it. And you know what? That's how you build a healthy self-esteem and a good self-esteem. And you can buy that in the store. That's the difference. So let's go for a break.
Looking to enhance communication? AMR Education offers boutique apprenticeships, providing a unique hands-on learning experience tailored just for you. Discover more at kmareducation.org. At KMR Education, it's not about the crowd, it's about you. Our apprenticeships offer hands-on assignments to boost communication skills. Ready for a tailored learning journey? Visit kmareducation.org.
And we have about 2.5 minutes left. I'm Marietta, and thank you for tuning in this morning, the Business Champion Radio Show. I feel very passionate about what I do. I have knowledge. I have the desire to help others. I had a wonderful career, which was the finance career, which I still love. I still like to, talk to financial professionals, because I developed in that arena. You know, every single day, hello, my name is, and made a very good living with it. I'm very proud of that. So this is exactly what I know and what I conquered. You know, I like to share with you. And we're only talking about communication and self-selling. So a lot of people say, oh, I don't like to sell myself in this. No, you're not. Look, you have to become fluent in asking and standing up for yourself. And this is exactly what you're learning. So, and that you need to act on, because, you know, the there's a fast pace out there. It's happening right now. It's not because I'm sitting behind the microphone. Oh, no, it's happening right now. We need to be proactive. That's the bottom line. Proactive, you know. So, and with us, we can measure our progress and our success. Because I will make sure, yeah? So, and you have to put yourself into an environment, hands-on environment, in order to really learn and not read. Well, you can read too, that's fine. But this is a hands-on environment. So, and it's fun, believe me. So, and it's confidence building. We need confidence. How many people, you know, that have oodles and oodles of money and don't have confidence. And that's sad. So, Rich, we're out of time. I hear the music. Thank you for, you know, for everything today. Have a great week. Happy St. Patrick's Day. And next week, Saturday, Dr. Witness with us again. So thank you, everybody. Have a great weekend. Take care now.